For all the parents out there, have your children ever taught you something you did not know? I think we should all be saying yes. I don't want to even say how many times my oldest has shown me how to do something new on my phone, told me why I should only air dry my hair, informed me of the latest Gen Z slang, or tried to teach me a TikTok dance. She's 13, and she knows pretty much everything. I thought I did too when I was her age. Seeing life through the eyes of a child is actually such a gift. Over the years, my girls definitely helped me see things with a fresh and sometimes forgotten innocent perspective. Even being around children brings out the child in you. Laughter isn't forced and your heart seems to open up more, leading you to a more honest and authentic experience. That's the heart of a child. Pure joy and being present are two things I learn often from my girls. Over the years, I've kept notes of certain words of wisdom they've shared. Some were quite comical, while others were actually pretty deep. When my oldest was only 4 years old, she said, "Every time you're about to be lost in the forest with a mean animal, God is right beside you." So true. When my youngest was in third grade, she had this to say, "I'm really growing up. I mean, I feel older, like I could be in fifth grade. I'm changing classes, learning how to deal with friend drama, making good grades, trying to make good choices. I mean, seriously, I'm just growing up." She was growing up and continues to blow me away with how she sees things. In fact, it's my youngest daughter who inspired what I'm sharing with you today. One day she came home from school and had a note for me to read. The words she had written were, "Gas cannot be seen, but we know it is still there." I read it out loud and said, "Yes, this is so true." But what she had written wasn't the only truth stirring in her heart. God was revealing a truth to her in science. She said, "Mommy, this could be something you share on one of your videos." I said, "Okay, well, how does it relate to a truth God wants us to know?" "Well," she said, "God is the same way. We can't see him, but we know he's still there." Yes, indeed. From the mouths of babes, beautiful truth we may need to be reminded of today. What we may be seeing around us is sickness, loss, pain, division, hatred, suffering, and so much more all around the world. In those moments, it's difficult to see God or sometimes feel like he is near. But what we can know to be true is that he is. Romans 1:20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. While no eye has seen or ever will see God, the presence and nature of God is clearly visible all around us through what God has created. For those who choose to not believe, there is no excuse. Even Jesus, the Word made flesh, when asked by the disciples if he could show them the Father, said in John 14, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." And Jesus tells Thomas in John 21, "Blessed are those who have not seen and still believe." So you see, my daughter gets that seeing is not believing when it comes to faith in God. She sees him all around her. He lives in her heart, guides her in the choices she makes, and she is understanding and knowing more about him and his will for her life as she seeks him every day. And she wants you to know, even though you can't see God, he is still there. That's the truth. Straight from the mouth of a 10-year-old, childlike faith. It's simple and all you need to believe. I'm Lori Klein.